This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Shealy, are you blissed? I'll bet you are.
You know, it's much better than the other way around, isn't it?
you bet. And class, I'd just like to report that you are listening to Sonny Skidmore's favorite radio broadcast classroom. Sonny Skidmore just loves listening to Dr. Shealy, and I know that this afternoon when we go into rebroadcast on KLID, AM 1340, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, she will be in her truck listening to Dr. Norman Shealy right here on her radio station, KLID. And thank you to all of our affiliates who broadcast and rebroadcast USA Prepares. Dr. Shealy, I've got some sad news. Another one of our instructors passed away yesterday.
Wow.
Major George Wheelock. And you and I talked about him. He had cancer. He had some tumors. He had a couple tumors removed on his neck. He had two more, and they were considered not operable. And they felt if they gave him any more radiation treatments, he would succumb to them. And yesterday I got a call in the afternoon from actually two of our other instructors who notified us that he did pass away yesterday afternoon around a little after 1 o'clock. And he was in hospice, and I'll tell you what, Dr. Shealy, very, very sad. 53 years old.
Wow.
Cancer of the neck. U.S. Army infantry. And is a good man. He helped us with our Get Prepared Expo. He assumed the position of chief operations officer in my stead while I was doing other things at the expo at the same time. Really, really good guy. And he's sorely missed. Dr. Shealy, I was talking to another man about the same age, U.S. Army, cancer of the neck also. And now that's two people I know, cancer of the neck, and I don't remember hearing about cancer of the neck very often in the past.
It used to not be that common.
Yeah. What's going on? Is it what we're eating?
Well, number one, I have to start with any of the smokers. Because in the old days, at least, it was the people who got cancer of the neck were smokers.
Right, right. I don't think either of these two gentlemen were smokers. But they were both in the U.S. Army.
Oh, and, well, they've been both exposed of them were... to all kinds of poison then.
Yeah.
And if I might say so, I would think more psychic poison than anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, they say that in boot camp they break these young men down into a puddle of mush, and then they form them into, you know, killing machines and make them do things that they would not ordinarily do,
well,
following orders.
I lost total belief, faith, et cetera, in the United States government in 1966 with the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time that I unequivocally thought, this is evil. We have no right to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen our government go out of the country since then on anything that was ethical.
You know, I asked General Vallely. He was on the broadcast with us. He's a USA Prepares instructor. And I asked him on the air, So what was the Vietnam War all about? You know, I was of draft age. My draft number was above 200. I was not interested in going to fight old men's wars for profit. If we were attacked, you know, that's different. If it were like December 7th, 1941, where we're attacked by a foreign country unprovoked, that's something different. I would certainly rally to the defense of our country. However, to go beat up little countries around the world and steal whatever wealth they may have, I'm not interested in doing it. Well, I remember the being in college at the university level at, in the 1970s, and there were the reserve officer candidates, ROTC candidates, and they were separated from us because those of us who were against the war, you know, on one side, and then we had the military trainees on the other side, and we couldn't understand why they would want to go to war and, you know, beat up other countries. We couldn't understand it, and they couldn't explain it either. And General Vallely could not explain to my satisfaction what Vietnam was all about, other than the fact that it would be war for profit. Other than that, I don't know any reason why we went to Vietnam.
Well, can you name any reason why we have sent troops on the ground anywhere in the world since World War II that was ethical, legal, responsible?
No, and I can say no, and I can also say this. Before we had the Pentagon, we never lost a war. Since we've had the Pentagon, we've never won one.
That's interesting. I didn't remember when the Pentagon came about.
Yep, it's true.
Now, did you see the latest Gallup poll? Federal government is rated by American people in a nationwide poll as worse than any other known business on the world.
Well, I absolutely agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with that. And most other known businesses don't have armies to enforce your consumption.
Exactly.
For example, the Obama Nation and his twisted vision of health. Now, what would you say? Health extortion.
Well,
I don't know. You know, Sears doesn't threaten me that if I don't purchase a washing machine from them, they're going to fine me. They don't do that.
But then you're talking common sense again. And it is my father. I can remember my father over 70 years ago saying common sense is the uncommon commodity.
I was in the dentist chair yesterday. One of our senior instructors is a dentist, and we were talking about some of the latest things that I've done. For example, I challenged our property taxes, our real estate property taxes, and so I haven't made the announcement, but I'll make it right now. So I got this letter from the county, and they said, you know, great news, your assessment has gone up, your taxes are going up. Here's the 2016 amount. Here's the 2017 amount. And I looked at it and talked to Mrs. Finelli, and she said, yeah, it's going up $480 in assessment, which is a small amount in the assessment. However, what I did was I said, oh, I'm going to challenge this, and I'm going to spend the afternoon there. And so I set up the appointment.
I love you.
And I went to the county, and I met with the tax assessor. Now, she holds an elected position. So she said, just as I was walking in, she said, oh, well, he's here. And I guess they thought I wasn't going to show up. I was there at the exact appointed time. I mean, you know, within a couple seconds. I was a couple seconds early. And so I got to the counter, and she starts bringing her material over to discuss it with me across the counter. Now, the counter is, you know, elbow high.
Right.
And so I said, you have a place where we can sit down? This is going to take a while. so
hey, Ben. Oh,
so she looked at me like, really? I'm pretty busy. And it's like, yeah, but, you know, this is my appointment kind of thing. You know, that wasn't really said, but that was, it's like she thought that it was going to take maybe a couple minutes. So we sat down in her office, probably getting on, I guess, a couple hours. And So I said, this is a wonderful experience. You know, I'll be talking about this at the dinner table, and I'll be sharing what, you know, this learning experience with our family. And I'm just here to understand how this works. So now here's how it works. Your property, our property has several tracts of land, if you will. And the land in Missouri, in our county, is graded with numbers. And the lower the number, the better the land. So if you have what's called bottom land that you knew you could grow crops on, it doesn't have too many rocks in it, excellent fertility, that'd be like the best quality land. And then a vertical cliff, would be the worst because you couldn't grow much on that. So the land is separated. And so I'm looking at the map of a couple hundred acres, and I'm asking about this section. And when I talk about section, I'm talking about, oh, maybe a couple acres here, a couple acres there. I'm looking at acre by acre of a couple hundred acres to determine exactly how this land has been, categorized. And so we went through all of it. And then we went through all the buildings, the condition of the buildings, the amount of completeness of the buildings, the quality of the buildings, the cost of the buildings, how much it cost me to build the buildings versus how much it would cost somebody else. and whether I used materials, which I did, and how I did it, and on and on and on and on and on. It was an education for everybody, right? Bottom line, our real estate assessment is lower than it was. So what does that mean, class? It means that...
Good on you, mate.
I've done two out of two, and we're batting two out of two. We won both of them, one in Virginia and one here. So the all you have to do, you know, is be polite, ask lots of questions, and ask the questions to back them into a corner where they have to say, I think you're right. We're going to make that change. And what happens, see, they don't tell you exactly how your assessment is comprised. They don't tell you all the numbers that add up into that final annual assessment. They don't tell you that. But there's hundreds of numbers, maybe easily, in our case, that make it up. And I wanted to look at every single number. And we did. And so the taxes, the assessment went down based on things that I found that were wrong. And here's what it means. It means that from now on, our taxes will be lower forever. And if we sell the property to somebody else, which we do not intend to do, that person will benefit. So all you have to do is get that appointment. So the minute you get your tax assessment, call them up. Send them a fax. Send them a letter saying you're looking forward to spending a couple hours with them. And then ask lots of questions. And you can look up on the Internet how to do it. Maybe we'll even talk about some of that on Friday with Marty Barrett. Exactly some of the details that went into doing it. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and we will be right back with medical questions just in a couple minutes. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shiel is with us, medical doctor, PhD times three, Native American medicine man, surgeon of the year, author of over 30 books, and a broadcaster of over two decades. Dr. Shealy, how is Dr. Shealy?
He is fabulous.
That is wonderful. Dr. Shealy, do you have an update that you'd like to share with us about scalar energy? Has anything transpired that we need an update on?
Well, we are expecting our, by the way, Beth, I have never thanked you, I don't think even personally, but on air, for introducing Lou Cassidy to me. That has been...
Yeah, Lou Cassidy, he's great.
It's, for those who don't know, several years ago at the expo in Lebanon, this man came up to me, and I'd never met him before, but he said that sent him to show me this thing. He brought his iteration, if you will, his production of something called pulse electromagnetic field therapy. Now, I had already been playing with, and for several years, using commercial units. I liked what he did, and I made some suggestions about changing the frequency so we could use it as frequency modulation, if you will, of each of the chakras, which he did. And we now have the Shealy Soren Chakra Suite PEMF, which in my opinion is better than it retails for $840. It's 10 times better than an $18,000 device. I mean, it's fabulous. And Lou has been working with us on other things, but actually by roughly this time next month, we will have a new scalar device that is not only scalar but amplified with crushed sapphire crystal, one of my favorites. And we will be testing that. Chief Cloud Pilot has agreed to use live cell microscopy to evaluate the effects. Actually, when we were doing the adrenomedulla study, on three occasions he took blood, a drop of blood, put it under a microscope. And this is something I actually personally worked with 20 years ago. And you can make a lot of diagnoses, but the main thing is you can see sickness or abnormalities in the live blood. And on three occasions, he put a slide for 20 minutes in the scalar room, and within 20 minutes, it markedly improved. So this time, we're going to test the blood of 10 people and put several slides. One we'll put on the rejuvenatrix, the one that regenerates telomeres. Another we're going to put right up next to the scalar. Another we're going to put, you know, half a room away from the scalar equipment itself, and then another one nowhere near any of the equipment. So we'll have four different ways of comparing the effects of healing. Now, we're also going to check free radical production, because theoretically, scalar should reduce free radicals also, but that will take more than 20 minutes. That probably will take a day at least. But, so, yes, I'm excited about scalar. Thank you.
Yeah, so when you talk about reducing free radicals, you're talking about treating cancer. Isn't that correct? Or preventing
about
cancer?
Every known illness is associated with excess free radicals, yes.
Wow. Wow. This is absolutely fabulous, and that's going to happen in Springfield at your clinic, right, Springfield, Missouri?
It's going to happen right here in good old central USA, Springfield, Mill.
And is Dr. Sergey Sorin going to be working with you on this
well? Oh, yes.
Fabulous. And you're talking about Chief Cloud Piler of the Nemenha.
Exactly.
And I am Nemenha as well as Dr. Norman Shealy. Your position in Nemenha, Dr. Shealy, would you share that with our broadcast classroom, please?
Well, I'm the
Chief Medicine Man, right?
Of the Society of Sacred Vibration. And so basically, you know, I joined the Nemenha because philosophically my spiritual roots are exactly the same as the Native American Indian philosophy that goes back centuries. In other words, to me, nature itself is sacred. And
no question in my mind.
Yeah, everything created is part of the sacred, and therefore we respect it in that way. And, of course, everything is also vibration. Even things like a rock have in them the atoms, and in those atoms, things are actually...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Norm Shealy's with us, class. Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor. And if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. You can sign up for the same free newsletter that we get right here at the farm. Just go to normshealy.com, and it'll ask you for your email address, and it's just used to get the email newsletter to you. And I think I think it's absolutely worth reading. It just takes maybe a minute, maybe two, and it will provoke some thoughts that will help you become even more healthy. Dr. Shealy, medical miracles. Can you share with us maybe some medical miracles or darn close to medical miracles that you've seen in your life that you think are worth
in many respects
spreading the word on?
I've seen a number of them, but I didn't think of them as miracles until 1974. I had a woman who came in literally moribund almost with metastatic cancer breast. And on the 17th day of working with her, this woman who was brought into the room on a stretcher got up and walked out free of pain. 3 months later, her cancer was gone, never to return. And that's a miracle. She had failed already radiation and chemotherapy. Or even similar, one of the last major operations that I did back in the early 70s, a man came in coma. Totally out of it, unresponsive in every way. He had ruptured an aneurysm, a blowout of in the brain, in the right temporal lobe. Well, I operated on him. I took out the blood clot. I clipped the aneurysm. And when I walked on the ward to visit him the next morning, he was walking down the hall. I mean, those things do happen.
And Dr. Shealy, what do you attribute those dramatic turnarounds to?
Well, in his case, of course, it was a physical, intervention that just happened to be good enough that we left him with no damage. In her case, a year and a half later, when I was invited to speak at the hospital in Los Angeles where she had been unsuccessfully treated with chemotherapy and radiation, she picks me up at the airport. We're driving down the highway, and she says, "Norm, I want to tell you what happened last year. In that exercise you did, it was one on forgiveness. I suddenly realized how much I hated my family. I decided I'm going to let the bastards kill me."
Hmm.
She got well, and her husband committed suicide.
Wow.
I mean, it often the miracles occur when there is a major personal psychological insight.
So are we saying that it is not easy to be healthy when a person is angry?
The primary cause of 80% of all illness is anger, guilt, anxiety, and depression.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading, Dr. Shealy, I'm reading more and more and more stories. It's like daily, and I'm not exaggerating, about a husband who kills his child or his children and his wife and then himself, or a husband who kills his family and not himself, or a wife who kills her husband, or a mother who kills her children and her husband. And it's just, I'm reading this every day, and I'm thinking, wow, how do we get to this point?
Well, it's unfinished anger, guilt, anxiety, and depression, inevitably, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And, I have to say, you cannot afford the luxury. I mean, it is a pampered luxury to wallow in manure, and anger, guilt, anxiety, depression are ultimately uncomposted manure.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Shealy, whether we like it or not, these people could be our neighbors. These people could be the family next door that we think everything's okay.
Of course.
We don't hear the yelling, the screaming, and the fighting, and the domestic arguments. Maybe everything appears to be just happy, and next thing you know, there's a murder, suicide, and the family's wiped out, or there's a standoff with the police, and it's suicide by police. It's so sad.
Vince, I am sorry that people can't get their act together better, but I was married for 52 years, and
yes,
my wife and I never had an argument. When I say an argument, yes, we sometimes didn't agree on things, but we never shouted at one another. We never were angry at one another. If one of us was unhappy about what the other wanted to do, we would sit down and have a conversation. And that was it. You know, we settled it peacefully.
We've been married for 38 years, Dr. Shealy, and I can say the same thing. But there are reasons why that situation is like that, why we don't have arguments, and why we don't yell and scream as maybe you might see on television or the movies, or you might even hear about with other families, and you might even hear of people calling 911 or their children calling 911 on mommy and daddy because, you know, they're yelling at each other. And well, we don't do that. We don't yell. We don't scream. We don't have arguments, just as you mentioned you didn't. And the reason for that, yes, we discuss everything, but there are no surprises either. For example, I wouldn't dream of going to the new car dealer or used car dealer or even driving by and saying, wow, that's really great. My wife would love that. And then coming home with that shiny new whatever it might be. We'll call it a Corvette. We might call it a, I don't know, whatever it might be. I wouldn't dream of it. I wouldn't dream of even buying a quart of paint that would be used on our house without checking with Mrs. Finelli. Not that I need her opinion, not that she needs my opinion, but it's the polite and it's the kind and it's the right thing to do in this marriage partnership that we have. So,
well,
for example,
true love. I mean, love is wanting to help do good to the other person.
And when we built this house that we're living in, you've been here, Dr. Shealy, I said to Mrs. Finelli, you know, this one's yours. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. And I said, I've made all the previous mistakes. So this one, we're going to do whatever you want to do. And however you want to do it is fine with me. It's your turn. And it's not like the other ones were completely, you know, my doing. Everything we've done has been discussed and agreed upon. But I thought that she should have, you know, her whatever she wants, her choices for this one, including the light switches. And we talked about that yesterday, that in the kitchen there are these can lights. And I said, now we can have, I think there are over 10 of them. And depending on how you count, there might be 16 or 17. And I said, we can turn them all on at once. We can turn them on, you know, in phases with different switches. And she said, you know, I'd really like them to come on with one switch. And I said, fine, we'll do that. So even something as simple as how to wire the lighting in the kitchen, you know, she made those decisions. Now, we discussed the pros and the cons, but that's what we did. We've got, let's see, Craig in Long Island, New York. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Welcome. Hey, how can we help you?
Good.
My wife's going for a biopsy on a breast this afternoon, and the doctor wants to put in a metallic marker, and I just want to get Norm Shealy's feeling on this marker. I think it's made of titanium.
Well, I see no problem with putting in the metallic marker, as long as you are going to agree that if it is cancer, they will do at least an excision of the mass.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not worried about the, you know, any danger from a temporary metal marker in the mass.
And will that be considered temporary? I mean,
you know, because obviously, presumably, even if it's benign, the only difference between benign and malignant is how much you take out versus, you know, not doing anything else. If there's a little bit of malignancy, the slightest bit, they will want to take out, but it'll be a bigger operation than if it was benign.
I appreciate the info, Dr. Shealy.
And
Craig, hold on one second, Craig. Let's make sure we fully understand. Dr. Shealy, are you saying that when they put in this metallic marker, when they are in there, if they find this mass, they are to take it out? Is that what you're saying right then and there?
Well, no. The marker is to wait for the final pathology.
Okay.
So that they can decide how much surgery is needed. If they're just going to take it out, they don't need to leave them at a marker.
Okay. Okay. And what about the risks, Dr. Shealy? Are there significant risks of putting this marker in?
Well, there's a slightly greater risk of an infection by leaving something in, but that's pretty darn small. I mean, the risk of an infection in something like this is probably far less than 1 in 100.
Okay. Craig, back to you.
I'm satisfied with that answer. You guys are the best.
Well, blessings on you and your wife.
And right back to you, Dr. Shealy. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Craig, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vincent.
David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Is this me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I just heard a static in the background. I listen to your show quite a bit, me and my wife do. But now, does the doctor know anything that would be a substitute for lack of thyroid, like Synthroid?
Well, my number one, two, and three recommendation in hypothyroidism is Armour's thyroid. It's animal thyroid, but it's been around for almost a century, and I much prefer it to Synthroid.
Yeah, because I'm trying to remain the rest of my life as well as it can go, because my body's shutting down.
Right.
So, because what the university doctors did to me when I was a kid. So,
David,
I have so many surgeries.
David, would you? Yeah. David, would you consider holding through this break and staying with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We want to make sure that we get your questions answered thoroughly as possible. Okay. David in Illinois is with us. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us, and David in Illinois is with us. David, we're talking about the thyroid. Would you share with us, before we continue, what happened to you? You talked about something the doctors did when you were young. What was that all about?
My father worked at a well-known university up north in Illinois, and he would limit me to one meal a day, so it caused my body to attack itself when I was a little kid.
Wow!
So he pulled strings there when Child Family Services were going to take me, and he found out and he checked me in the hospital where he worked at for. Yeah, I was in there for 2 months, and I went in there seeing out of two eyes and left seeing out of one. 70 stitches in my arm, just to do a biopsy to keep me there. So it just went downhill from there. So he, whenever he had to go to court, he would sign me up for a surgery and do strings. They figured I'd be blind by the time I was 18, the way he was going. But I managed to kind of take off when I was 19, and I saved what little vision I have left in health. So, but if the doctor David, wishes to have
it, well, David, all I can
excuse,
say
excuse
is,
me, Dr. Shealy,
you're
Dr.
A strong
Shealy, can you,
man.
Dr. Shealy, can you take over for about 2 minutes? There's something I have to do. I'll be right back.
Oh, of course,
please,
David.
Please continue.
If the doctor,
how
I listen to
you.
I'm 51. I almost died several times.
Right. Well, if you're hypothyroid, in your case especially, I would definitely try to use Armour's thyroid. How much do you weigh?
Okay. I've been losing a lot of weight, but I'm starting to gain again. At 18, I was under 90 pounds.
Wow.
5'10". 5'10". And the thing is, the doctors knew what he was doing. It's in my records. now I weigh, I've been up to working out before the thyroid went, I was 197, but I was all muscle then. And then after the thyroid kind of hit and the doctors messed up some more. They and all the medicines they put me on, which I got off, everything right. but two medications. I mean, I had about 24 different medicines they had me on, and I'm down to just Synthroid and one eye drop a day. So that's it.
Is your temperature normal?
I seem like I'm either cold or I'm hot. So
okay, that suggests your your thyroid is not perfectly balanced. Synthroid
right.
does work for some people, but I personally prefer Armour's thyroid. It's a natural thyroid.
Okay.
My mother had her thyroid gland taken out in 1955 because of multiple nodules, and she lived until 2009, and she was on Armour's thyroid all that time.
Yeah. Well, I have a interesting proposition for you, Doctor, in case you would want. If you would ever want to look at the history of what they did to me and they knew, I would be glad to sign you a release so you can look back all you want. And you would not believe what they allowed
to
me.
What would you like me to do with that?
Just whatever you see in it, write it, put it on the Internet, anywhere you want.
Well, I would say I hope you found some way to forgive this evil man.
Actually, no, I didn't, because he said I belonged to him. I finally thought I would be released from him when he finally passed away, but he left all my information to one of his two wives that now is using. She even tried to put me on his death certificate. So. So it's never ending.
What a saga.
Well, the sad thing of it is I got a witness when he would pull me out of the hospital all the time. He kept me for months out of school, and I had to ride around with him, and I've seen so many crimes committed that it just floors me of how society is.
He was the ultimate psychopath.
David, would you leave your telephone number with our engineer off the air, please? I'd like to call you.
Yeah, sure. You would love to hear what I got to say.
Okay, well, thank you,
sure,
David. Bless you.
Make sure we get it. And,
yes, I will.
Brad's our engineer. He will get it for you, so don't hang up. Dr. Norman Shealy and I will be right back. Tell you what that was all about. We heard a loud explosion. It rocked the farmhouse. Our son was on a 100-horsepower tractor a mile away. He called to see if our house had blown up. It was that bad. He was on the tractor. Loud explosion. We're not sure what's going on.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.